The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're a lot of fun to listen to. Yesterday, we had a bonanza of them. That was pretty funny. But I just want you to know they're there to make you smile, not make you freak out. So take a deep breath and relax and enjoy the ride. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, like we always say, hopefully before the end of this show. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we decide to. Oh, I guess we have to decide that. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking that main question about living life as a Christian. How does that process work? We share stories. We pray for one another. We talk about the word. We do the best that we can do to encourage you, encourage myself, encourage everybody involved. That would be Tiara and Jen and Donna, Sarah, and everybody involved. All of us and all of you just to get one step closer. That's all we're trying to do. So we ask you, if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we ask you to reach out to us. We want to hear from you. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you have Bible trivia answer, you got a question about something that's going on that's general, if it's not too deep and theological, we'll do our best to answer it on the spot. If it's really deep and theological, I'll ask you to let me take some extra review on it because I ain't that smart. That's why. Bottom line, though, if you want to reach out to us, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. That's where Terrific T answers the phone, and it's terrific. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. That's our website. And on the website, we have clips that are encouraging. We have some videos. There's a couple of funny things on there. There's actually a kitchen sink on there. There's some pictures of my family. It gives you a chance to get a little bit of a feel for the show and a little bit of connection to us. Plus, it is a place where if you decide that the Lord puts it on your heart you want to give, that's a place to do it because it makes it super easy. So we encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so we want you to check that out. Got a lot of things going on. I want to catch you up on a couple of stories that I was sharing with you. So I told you about that computer story yesterday, and now this is just amazing. And it turns out, so I took the went to pick up the computer. Remember, I was having problems. It was 3 weeks there. They didn't get fixed right, so I had to go drop it back off. I had to pick it back up. I talked to one of the guys that was there. He said, "Hey, you mentioned something about the radio. What do you got?" I said, "Oh, I'm a Christian talk radio host." And he's like, "Really?" And so we talked about that for a few minutes. And then I'm like, "Hey, yeah, totally cool, totally awesome. And maybe the Lord had this greater plan." Then I got home and we plugged the computer in and it started working. And about a half hour later, it stopped working. Don't tell me you don't go through this stuff. So now my wife has decided to take charge. See, I'm pretty bad, but if you get to the level of Noel, it's over. So she's going to take charge. But I told her, hey, this could be the Lord again setting this up so he can talk further about the radio show. That's the kind of stuff we talk about. Why? Because that's what really happens in life, in Christian living. Christian living is not this bubble that you exist in when you are A, listening to your preacher at the church, B, when you're doing worship, when you're doing Bible study, a kinship group, or even when you're listening to a Christian radio. Christianity is the living of all of it. It's you drawing in to Jesus and you reflecting that drawing in more and more and also encouraging others to draw into Jesus. That's a big part of what we do. And so we want to encourage each other, strengthen each other, empower each other, but recognize, hey, there's moments where we're just like you're scratching your head going, what is going on? You know who knew every time what was going on? Jesus. You know who else on earth knew every time everything was going on? No one. Okay? That'll solve that one right there. It's Jesus. Period. Okay, got it. All right, let's go. We are actually going to do our read and ramble. I think we got read and ramble today. So we're going to go into read and ramble because we're going to pick it up in our Colossians text. Let's go ahead and fire away.
Well, I'm ramming.
Let's see you put that on theology. Okay, for Colossians chapter 2, we're going to actually pick it up back at verse 16, which we talked about last week, and then I'm going to read 16, 17, 18, some pretty amazing, I think it's pretty amazing material. I think it's pretty fascinating and, of course, pretty important for us to get into the Word, know what it has to say. Just for those that are trying to keep track, we're doing Ezra, we're doing Acts, we're doing 1 Thessalonians, we're doing Psalms, we're doing Colossians, and we're doing Matthew. Yeah, we got it all over the place. Let's go into Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, which says, therefore, let no one judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a festival, a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the body that casts it belongs to Christ. And do not let anyone who delights in false humility or worshiping of angels disqualify you with speculation about what he has seen. So let's stop and go through this just a little bit at a time. Therefore, let no one judge you. We talked about last week. Here's how you don't let somebody judge you. You know, people do judgments all the time, and unfortunately, for Christians, the world and Satan and the flesh and all the dark spirits, they do a lot of accusations. And you know how you do not respond to the judgment? Don't let them judge you. You don't receive it. When somebody in the world goes, you're not a Christian, they don't even know who Christ is. They're not a Christian. They are not entitled to evaluate since they have no idea. Don't receive it. That's how you don't let somebody judge you. I have people on a regular basis go, I wouldn't use that. I don't think that's right. It's not appropriate. It's like, God bless you. But you're not me, and I'm going to do what the Lord puts before me the best I can and surrender it to him and recognize that some people would do it different. Some people would do it a lot better. A few people might do it worse. But the bottom line is I'm not going to receive it because unless it's from the Lord, unless it's from the church that I'm attending or a group of fellowship or people that I have confidence in, what the world says, thinks, or does, or what outlier or what we call lone wolf Christians think it is not that relevant. What's relevant is doing the best I can before the Lord each and every day. We pray that it's we do our best, we pray that it's blessed, and we let Jesus take care of the rest. And that's it. It's all you can do. So that's the way you do that. And then verse 17 says, these are a shadow of things to come, but the body that casts it belongs to Christ. In other words, the body of Christ casts that shadow, and it's close, but remember, a shadow is not the thing. So when people go, well, the church is Jesus, it's like the church is a shadow of Jesus, and oftentimes not a very good one. But besides that, verse 18 says, do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worshiping of angels disqualify you with speculation about what he has seen. Who does this sound like? Well, it sounds like a showman. It sounds like somebody on the Las Vegas Strip trying to be spiritual. It's like, yeah, this is what I've seen. It's like, look, you don't listen to that. So how do you not let anybody do it? You don't listen to it. Somebody tells you, look, the Lord is over here. The Lord is over here. Just like Jesus said, don't pay attention. You got people that are going to try and put on a show, that are going to try to do all these amazingly goofy things with speculation about what they have seen. None of it is from the Lord. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about how do you know when somebody's talking if it's from the Lord? There's definitive, specific answers to that question. And it's partly in this text. And so you're going to come across people that, guess what, try to appear spiritual. That's the new phrase or the buzzword in America today. Well, I'm not really religious, but I'm a spiritual person. What does that mean? What do you mean you're a spiritual person? I pray to myself. Okay, see, there's a problem there. So you have to get some definition when people start saying stuff like that. The idea is to not be impressed with the magnificent malarkey that comes from somebody who seems like they could just do it on Las Vegas, do it on the Strip. It's like, don't be impressed. Because there's been showmen from time ad nauseum. From the very beginning, there's been showmen. It's like, eh, nobody, don't, that's not important. But what you should be aware of is those kind of people exist. And you know what their actual function is? To gain influence, power, fame, money, and all those things, and not to glorify Jesus. They're trying to glorify themselves. Boy, I should just tell you, leaning in, that's one of the biggest things you should always recognize when you're dealing with people, is when people are trying to glorify themselves or their ministry or even their church. That's missing the boat by a long way. It's like running off the dock and trying to jump in the boat, but the boat's on the other side of the lake. This is about acknowledging and honoring and glorifying Jesus Christ. There are no other superstars by which we are seeking to bring honor to. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything we find. What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is, God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us. And that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right? Just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines. The one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Getting ready. I hope you're getting ready. For our first trivia question. Here we go. This one, by the way, has to do with lies and more lies. So you got to be thinking about lies. And we're not talking about taking naps. Who was probably, most likely, the most deceptive future father-in-law in the Bible? Who was most likely, probably, the most deceptive future father-in-law in the Bible? Think Genesis. That will help you. If you think you know the answer, I know I have our phone number on here somewhere. If you think you have the answer, call 972-445-0770. My new glasses keep falling off my head. I have noticed that. I mean, I bend down and they go whoop, whoop. It's so weird. You can also text 214-210-8483. I'm just going to make a very funny comment to a very good friend, Eric, and say it was not LeBron. I just want to say that's, I'm just responding. Okay. So you can call. Somebody's already calling in, of course, 214-210-8483 if you're going to text in. Who was that? Are we ready? Ready? Ready to go? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you. I'm just glad to be here. I'm just thankful that I still got breath of air in my lungs. That's always good to know.
Well, that's the irony behind that is people don't recognize that every breath is a gift. And that's good for you to say that because that's exactly right. Every breath we breathe is a gift from God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I got to use. That's why people have to be more praise oriented because it's giving back to Him.
Amen. Praise Him. Praise Him from morning to night.
Yes. Amen. All right. Yeah. Who is probably the most deceptive future father-in-law in the Bible?
That's got to be Laban, isn't it?
That is correct, sir. I do not say this lightly, but what a family to marry into.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, he's a conniver.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, my good friend. Excellent job. Can we pray? I mean, the audience is praying for you. Anything in particular? Just good health, strengthening?
Mental. You know, just need a mental clarity. I got a lot on my plate, and I work six times. You know, I do concerts 6 days a week. I only have one day off, and I got cats to take care of, homeless people to take care of. So my boat's loaded, and I don't want it to sink, so I need a little prayer for mental clarity just to keep from worrying about everything and everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happened to me. I've become, I don't know what you call it, when you take over another person's spirit and personality, worrying about them, and you feel what they feel, you know. And, I mean, they hurt. Well, that's what the Bible says. When we hurt, I hurt, you hurt. We all hurt together, and we all rejoice together. So,
Amen. Let me pray for you. That's a great point that when you take on people, when you love people, you share in their burdens, you wear that weight with them. That's what carrying the burden is. And so that's a great illustration. Let me pray for you real quickly, and then the audience will keep praying for you, but let's pray real fast. Father, we come before you right now, lift up our brother Ace to you in the name of Jesus. What we pray for is a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit to just just energize his body and his mind so he can compartmentalize all that he needs to, put the priorities in the right places, and be about your business just diligently without being weighed down so heavily. Give him a freedom in you that gives him the ability to serve and to honor your name and to glorify you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You got it, my brother.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless all of you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, keep Brother Ace in prayer. That's one of the things you got to do. And by the way, the other day, Samson had called in, and I thought he was on, there was a radio buzz or whatever, so I wanted to apologize to him. I thought he had his radio turned up, but it was just Windows. And so I didn't mean to say, you know, turn your radio down, so I hope he didn't take it that way. I apologize that I didn't think that through. He was just driving, and there's wind. I don't know, in my car, when I drive relatively fast, anything over 20, when I drive relatively fast, there's a lot of wind. But that's because it's not that nice a car. So that's kind of how that works. All right, let's go back to that. So we did that. We took care of that. Love all our people. You just, if you begin praying for people and sharing just what Ace was talking about, you will find, you know what you'll find? You'll find that your life isn't as hard as you think or bad as you think because you're not so focused on what's not happening. You're more focused on what the Lord is doing. So it's just a great premise, a great idea, and a great way to be about our Father's business. All right, let me get back to this because this is really important. We're talking about the speculation, you know, talking about a guy that's like, don't, you know, let anyone who delights in false humility and worship of angels disqualify you with his speculation about what he's seen. Such a man is puffed up and without basis by his spiritual mind. And here's verse 19, which is a huge key for all of us, and I want everybody to listen to this. This line is the key. And, the scripture says, he loses connection to the head, from whom the whole body, supported and knit together by its joints and ligaments, grows as God causes it to grow. That loses connection to the head thing, that's a that's a big key. Here's the deal. The deal is the Holy Spirit is the number one discerner. The Holy Spirit living inside you will enable you through discerning of spirits, the operation of the Spirit, to know good, bad, or indifferent. Also, to give confirmation, because we are really weak at this, the Word of God is there to give us our balance. Between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, God used the Holy Spirit to write the book. So the Holy Spirit leading us, confirmed and affirmed by what was written by the Holy Spirit, that makes total sense, because why? And mouth are two or three witnesses, let every word be established, so we understand that there's two witnesses. And then this caveat in here, that kind of person that does that kind of thing, whoever comes to your mind, my response is, if he loses connection to the head, and what is connection to the head? That's their relationship with Jesus. And the fact of the matter, not the possibility of the matter, the fact of the matter is if you talk to somebody for 5 minutes, you know if they spend time with Jesus. That doesn't take much. You have Jesus living in you. The Jesus living in you through the Holy Spirit's like going, ding, 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 warning, 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 danger, danger, danger. You know. I know a lot of Christians who aren't perfect, but they're Christians. And then I know a lot of people who try to be perfect, and they're not. And it's like, that's it. So between the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and that connection they have to Jesus Christ, and that connection will tell you, because if they're trying to promote themselves and not the gospel, if they're trying to promote their ministry and not what God has in mind, it's not that you don't sit there and say, hey, listen to what we're doing or be a part of this. I mean, the disciples went out and preached the gospel and shared about the good news. But if everything is focused on growth, 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 there's a problem. And ironically, in this passage, it says that, because it says he loses connection to the head, from whom the whole body, supported and knit together by its joints and ligaments, grows as God causes the growth. You know when your ministry is doing right? You know when you're doing the right thing? When you know when your church is processing right? When their church growth coordinator is God. And not programs or, You know, anybody, I hate to say this, anybody can gather a crowd. You don't think so? Take $1,000, make them in $1 bills, go out in the street and say, free dollars. Do you know how fast you'll get a crowd? All for a dollar. You'll have more than 1,000 people right off the bat. That's not the way to do things, is it? That's not the right spirit. That's not the right promotion. That's not the right discernment. That's not the right truth. Or that's not the truth. Not the right truth, but the truth. We do this through the Lord. The Lord is our growth coordinator. He's our growth coordinator for our church. He's our growth coordinator for our own individual lives. You don't tell God, I'm going to grow in you, and you better listen to how I do. You grow as the Lord grows you. Remember, He is the vine. You are the branch. So, yeah. And that's what's really important. And so why that's a big key is it doesn't take you but a few minutes. Now, I've met people that, I wouldn't say I wouldn't fellowship with them. They're a little, you know, a little out there, a little different. But you can tell when they really love Jesus, when they really love the Lord, and they're really connected and trying to zoom in. It's like, you know what's going on. And then you meet the ones that are just like, does this person even know Jesus? Do they even know who Jesus is? There's a terrible statement in the framework of the church. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write this stuff. There's a terrible, well, this part I did. But there's a statement saying that person wouldn't know Jesus if Jesus spit in their eye. And you think, oh, what a terrible thing to say. Well, three people got healed because Jesus spit, so it's not actually that bad a thing. See, the point is they wouldn't even know that. And that's the whole point. It's like, okay, all right, so we need to be active in the Holy Spirit in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. We'd be totally engaged in the Word of God, which is our final authority, because we're too dumb to do it otherwise. That's just the truth. And we need to be aware of their connection and our connection with the Lord, which is why you hear us on a constant basis encouraging you to spend time with the Lord and spend time with God's people and be connected to the people of Christ. Okay? That makes perfect sense. And by the way, keep Ace in prayer. Good brother in the Lord. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da, 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 that's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
Serve. There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.